In 1957, America did practically everything in their cars. Drive-in movies, drive-in diners, even drive-in weddings. And why not? The late 50s was arguably the golden era for Detroit cars. Sturdy, well-built classics like the Cadillac, the T-Bird, the Chevy Bel Air. 1957 was also, inarguably, the peak of Detroit Lions football.
The leader was Bobby Lane, a rough and ready Texan who refused to wear a face mask. Lane invented the two-minute drill and the halftime beer. Hall of Fame teammate Yale Larry once said, "When Bobby said block, you blocked. When he said drink, you drank."
He wanted to win. He hated to lose. And he would not jeopardize by going out on a Saturday night. Now, the rest of the week, it's something else. On Mondays, it was our day off, so we had to go down to the office to get our paycheck. And so from there, we'd go right to the stadium bar.
Lane's Lions were so hard to handle that at the Meet the Lions preseason banquet that year, Lions coach Buddy Parker quit in frustration.
I was sitting about 3 feet from him at the head of the table at the Meet the Lions banquet, and all of a sudden he stands up and he says, "I'm out of here."
Didn't matter much. Everybody knew it was Bobby's team. But in the seventh game that season, Lane broke his leg. Enter backup quarterback Tobin Roach, who came in and led the Lions to 6 wins in the next 7 and straight into the championship against running back Jim Brown and the favored Cleveland Browns.
Good afternoon, football fans. This is Bill McColgan speaking to you from Briggs Stadium in Detroit, Michigan, where this afternoon the Browns and the Lions battle it out for the world supremacy of professional football.
This is where the Lions won that 57 title. It was called Briggs Stadium then, and it became Tiger Stadium, and now it's gone.
But for the 57 Lions who are still alive, the memories from that day are still very much here.
I don't think they were really ready for us. We were scratching and scrambling for 4 weeks, and here we are in the championship game, and we're still scrapping and scrambling.
Here's Tobin Roach again, passing. Jim Duran snares it on the free. Howard Hopalong Cassidy smashes across. Trailing in the final seconds, the Bears pass. George Blanda tosses. And the Lions, Jack Christensen intercepts. A great catch and a great run back. 52 yards before he goes off balance. Whoops, he's down. Roach picks up more yardage. It's only insurance now for the Lions. Victory that earns them a playoff with the 49ers. John Henry Johnson drives the last nail to secure a 21-13 playoff.
The Lions had battled back several times during the course of that season to show that they were really a second-half team.
Hopalong Cassidy hauls in Bobby Lane's lead pass, and the Lions complete a spectacular 24-point comeback.
The 49ers were the same way. They had Y.A. Tittle and Hugh McElhenney and Allie